Ngicela ke sithandazeni ke.
Shall we pray?
Baba wethu osezulwini siyakubonga ngokusigcina kwakho nakulolu suku.
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your keeping us even in this day.
Siyabonga Nkosi ngokusithanda. Ukusithanda Nkosi ongenamkhawulo.
Thank you, Lord, for your love towards us, your love which is unfathomable.
Siyakunxusa, siyakucela Nkosi ukuthi ube kanye nathi, ume nathi nakule nkonzo yamanje ekuseni.
Lord, wouldn't you please be with us and stand with us even during this service now?
Sibusisele Nkosi izwi lakho libe impiliso ekuphileni kwethu endleleni yethu ukuba uNkulunkulu sikwazi kangcono siqonde kangcono.
Please bless the reading of your word to us, Lord, that we may get to know you in a better way.
Amen.
Amen.
Ake sivuleke izwi leNkosi encwadini esithola lapha ngokaLuke isahluko seshumi.
Shall we open the Lord's word to Luke, the gospel according to Luke, chapter 10?
Incwadi ngokaLuke isahluko seshumi. Sizoqala ukufunda evesini lamashumi amabili nanhlanu.
Luke chapter 10, and we start reading from verse 25.
Bheka kwase kusukuma isazimthetho esithile samlinga sathi, Mfundisi, ngiza kwenzani ukuba ngidle ifa lokuphila okuphakade na?
And behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
Wathi kuso, kulotshiwe emthethweni, ufunda kanjani?
He said to him, What is written in the law? How do you read it?
Saphendula sathi, Woyithanda iNkosi uNkulunkulu wakho, ngayo yonke inhliziyo yakho, nangawo wonke umphefumulo wakho, nangawo wonke amandla akho, nangayo yonke ingqondo yakho, nomakhelwane wakho njengalokhu uzithanda wena.
And he answered, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.
Wayesethi kuso, Uphendule kahle. Yenza lokho uzakuphila.
And he said to him, You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live.
Kepha sona sithanda ukuzithetha sathi kuJesu, Umakhelwane wami ngubani na?
But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor?
UJesu waphendula wathi, Umuntu othile wehle eJerusalema eJericho watheleka phakathi kwezigcwelegcwele zamhlubula izingubo zamshaya zamuka zimshiya umndondo nje.
Jesus replied, A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead.
Kwaqabuka kwehla umpristo othile ngaleyo ndlela, wathe mbona wamgwemela.
Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side.
Kanjalo nomlevi efika kuleyo ndawo embona wamgwemela.
So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side.
Kepha umSamariya othile owayesendleleni wafika kuye wathi ukuba ambone wamhawukela.
But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion.
Waya kuye wabopha amanxeba akhe ewathela ngamafutha newayini wamkhwelisa esilwaneni sakhe. wamusa endlini yezihambi wamgcina.
He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him.
Ngangomuso wakhipha odanereyo babili, wabanika abaninindlu wathi kuye emgcineni lokho okwelekelelayo ngiyakubuyisela kuwe ekubuyeni kwami.
And the next day, he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, "Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back."
Ngumuphi ngokubona kwakho kulaba abathathu owaba ngumakhelwane wakhe owatheleka phakathi kwesigcwelegcwele na?
Which of these 3 do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?
Sathi, yilowo owamenzela isihawu wayesithi uJesu kuso, "Hamba wenze njalo nawe."
He said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "You go and do likewise."
Hamba wenze njalo nawe.
You go and do likewise.
Yamangalisa indlela kaJesu nokuqonda kwakhe izinto nokuhlakanipha kwakhe.
The wisdom of Jesus and his understanding supersedes our minds.
Ubani ongamelana nokuthi lena indodana kaNkulunkulu?
Who can deny that he is truly the Son of God?
Ubani ongamelana nokuthi lo uvela kuNkulunkulu akekho onokuhlakanipha okufana nokwakhe?
Who can deny that he comes from God when we see his wisdom and his insight, which far supersedes that which is human?
Kwabahlakaniphile uqhamuka bekuleso simo sabahlakaniphile.
To those who are wise in their own eyes, he came and he spoke to them on a level that they would understand.
Kwabaphansi, kwababukeleka phansi, uqhamuka ngaleyo ndlela ezobakhuphula ukuze baqonde bangaduki bangasali ngokuthi basalise ukuthi bebengenalo ulwazi.
And those who are simple and unwise, you would speak to them in a way that they would understand and lift them up onto a level where they could understand, that they wouldn't perish due to their being unwise and not understanding.
Sibuka lapha inhloso zabantu ekufuneni ukubona uJesu.
Now here we see people coming to Jesus and wanting to see him, but with their various motives for doing so.
Nanamhlanje khona abantu abanjalo ukuza kwabo kuJesu beze ngeinhloso ezithile inhloso zabo.
And even today you find those coming to Jesus with their ulterior motives.
Kwabanye uJesu uthi hayi abanye bangifuna ngoba badla izinkwa basutha.
To some Jesus said they were only seeking me because they ate of the bread and they were filled.
Uthini ngasebenzeli isinkwa, ningasebenzeli ukudla, kukhona okungcono kunalokho.
So don't work just for this bread that perishes. There is something far better than that.
Kukhona ababeza kuye ngoba befuna ukuba baphulukiswe ngokwenyama.
Some came to him, flocked to him, because they wanted to be healed in their bodies.
Kodwa kwakukhona lolu hlangothi lwabafarisi, lolu hlangothi esingathi iclass eliphezulu elithe xaxa kunabanye, lona kaningi ukuza kwalo lalizomcupha, lizomlinga, lizomfaka kunoxhaka, bazomqaphela ukuthi liphi iphutha azolenza kulokho abamcuphe ngakho.
And then there was a special category of people. The Pharisees, they had their own way and their own approach to Jesus, and usually they would come trying to set a trap for him, testing him, trying to catch him out with gotcha questions and seeing whether he would put a foot wrong.
Baningi abeza kuJesu nangesikhathi uJesu eshumayela, kukhona abantu ababe nesidingo ikakhulukazi emaqondana nendaba yefa lokuphila okuphakade.
Many came to Jesus also wanting to know about salvation and about inheriting eternal life.
Kwakomunye imbuzo lena eyayibahlupha abaningi.
That was a question that troubled many people.
Khumbula insizwa enothileyo kwamanye amahumusho okuthiwa umbusi owayesemncane ubonakaleza ngejubane eza kuJesu ezozilahla enombuzo omkhathazayo enhlizweni yakhe.
Remember that rich young man who once came to the Lord Jesus? In some translations, it is put as that he was a rich young ruler. And he came running to Jesus, and he fell down before him. And this was the question that troubled him.
Nanamhlanje kukhona abantu abanezidingo bahamba beshayeka ngapha nangapha ngesikhathi esiningi babuza abantu abawrong ey'nkingeni ababhekene nazo. Ababuzi la bengathola khona usizo kunalokho babuza la kuzodaleka khona inkinga eziningi kunale abanayo.
And so you have people today that are troubled with this question, and they go this way and that way, but the problem is they very often and usually go to the wrong people to look for the solution to their problem. And there they only get an answer that's going to cause more harm and more heartache instead of going to the right one who's got the answer and the solution.
Abaningi beza benemthwalo behluphekile beye kubantu abawrong nemthwalo yabo. Uma befika kulabantu abaya kubona babathwese eminye imthwalo ngaphezulu kwalena abayithwele.
And some are burdened and then they go to the wrong person or to the wrong people with their burden, who's only going to load a heavier burden on them.
Abanye baney'nkinga, iy'nkinga ey'thinta amakhaya abo, ithi iy'nkinga ey'thinta imindeni yabo, iy'nkinga ey'thinta isimo sabo, bese beya kubantu, labo bantu babafaka ey'ndlekweni, babafaka ey'nkathazweni, hamba uyokwenza ukuthi nokuthi. Hamba uyothenga imbuzi kanje kanje kanje. Hamba uyothenga inkomo wenze kanje kanje. Bangena ey'nkingeni, bangena emthwalweni, bangena ey'ndlekweni, sebekwenzile lokho, iyaqhubeka inkinga iyaphambili.
Some have domestic problems, family problems, relationship problems at home, and all sorts of problems. And then they go to people who then only lead them astray further. And they go into expenses that they didn't budget for. And they've got to buy this and they've got to buy that. And some say, buy a goat, buy a beast, and you've got to slaughter that. And the problem is, after they've had all those expenses, the problem hasn't been solved. It's only worse than before.
Esikhundleni sokuthi baye lo kulono nempendulo ngqo ezomsiza njengokwembuzo wakhe.
Instead of going to the one who's got the correct answer and the solution to their problems.
Siyadinga ukuba siye kuJesu nembuzo yethu ngoba kuyisizinda kuyikhaya la siyothola khona impendulo yombuzo nombuzo ngoba uvela kuNkulunkulu.
We need to come to Jesus with our problems and with our questions because he is the source and the only source of life and of the solution to that problem and of helping us because he is the one who comes from God.
Lensizwa lommeli lesisazi imthetho siya kuJesu ngokuba siqonde ukumlinga ukumbamba ukuba ethole sekunoxhaka engaqaphelanga enganakanga uJesu.
So this lawyer, a person who knew the law, he came to Jesus and he asked him this question, but it was only to put the law to the test. He wanted to catch him out.
Awuzukuphendula kuka Jesu ummele phendula omunye ummele.
Now listen to the answer of Jesus. He who is the lawyer of all lawyers, answering a lawyer.
Ezinye impendulo masiphendula kufanele siphendule ngokuhlakanipha impendulo umbuzo si impendulo ibe umbuzo.
We need wisdom in answering questions, and sometimes the best answer is another question.
Kumeli kwaba yona ndlela elula izwa kangcono le umbuzo ngombuzo wayithola impendulo yakhe.
So this was according to the way that the lawyer could understand, because he's used to asking questions, so he was asked a question in return.
Umbuza umbuzo njengoba sifundile umuntu engenzani ukuba zuze ifa lokuphila okuphakade na.
So his question was, he said, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?"
Umbuzo omuhle.
It's a question that sounds so good.
Kodwa lo mbuzo akawubuzi ngoba efuna ngempela ukuphila okuphakade, ufuna ngindlela azombamba ngayo ayithole sesenkingeni uJesu.
But he had a hidden motive. He wasn't really looking for that answer. His reason for asking the question was to try to catch the Lord Jesus out. He was testing him.
Mhlambe thina besingathi awunali ithuba lo muntu uzobuza indlela yokuya ezulwini. Ake ngimfakazele, ake ngikhulume na ngimtshele ngeka Jesu, ithuba loba ngimphendule manje.
Maybe if somebody would come to us with that question, we'd say, "Oh, this person wants to be saved. This is my opportunity now to testify to him and tell him all about the Lord Jesus."
Ake ngimtshele ngeNkosi ithuba lami lokumfakazela leli.
This is my opportunity to tell him about all about the Lord Jesus.
UJesu yaqonda ukuthi uyakudinga lokho, kodwa engakayi lapho, akakambuze.
Now Jesus realized that he did need that knowledge. However, before he could answer that, he had to give him a different answer.
Impendulo kaJesu kubhalweni kulotshweni emthethweni na njengomuntu oyisazi emthetho.
Well, Jesus puts the question that really fits the person who asked, who is a lawyer, and he asks him in return, "What is written in the law?"
Ufunda kanjani?
How do you read it?
Uma ufunda kanti ufunda kanjani?
As you read it, how do you understand it?
Mhlawumbe omunye ngathi le mpendulo ngathi ingathi iyatinyela nje.
Maybe a person might say, "Well, you know, this is a bit of a stinging answer."
Kodwa uJesu uphendula ngqo ngoba uyitshela ukuthi uyazi. Uyitshela ukuthi uzomlinga, uyitshela ukuthi uzomfakela kunoxhaka. UJesu umnikeza akhe, umnikeza lokho azokuzwa, aqonde ukuthi ukhuluma nobani.
Now, the reason why Jesus answered in this manner was because of this man's motive. He wanted to test Jesus. He was setting a trap for the Lord Jesus. So the Lord Jesus pays him back in kind in a way that he would understand.
Kodwa isimanga lana lendlela aphendula ngayo lo mmeli uyilanda ngqo ungena kulokho kuyikhona khona esifunde ngakho.
But amazingly, this lawyer gives the correct answer to the question.
Uyaphendula evesini lamashumi amabili esikhombisa, saphendula sathi, "Woyithanda iNkosi uNkulunkulu wakho ngayo yonke inhliziyo yakho, nangawo wonke umphefumulo wakho, nangawo wonke amandla akho, nangayo yonke ingqondo yakho, nomakhelwane wakho, njengalokhu uzithanda wena."
In verse 27, we read his answer where he said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself."
UJesu mayezwa le mpendulo nalokhu okushiwo ilommeli ilesi sazi imthetho uthi uJesu uphendule kahle.
So when the Lord Jesus heard the reply of this lawyer, the person who knew the law very well, he said, "You've answered correctly."
Usho kahle.
You have really given the correct answer.
Impendulo yamthokozisa uJesu.
And the answer please the Lord Jesus.
Impendulo lo muntu abeka ngayo izinto noma wayengaqondile ukuba yena uzokwenza lo msebenzi ukufuna ngempela ukuphila okuphakade kodwa wathokoza ngombuzo wakhe ohlakaniphile nothandekayo futhi.
And so even though that wasn't initially his motive, but the way that he then answered pleased the Lord Jesus.
UJesu uthi uphendule kahle yenza lokho kugcine.
So Jesus said, you've answered correctly. Do this and you will live.
Yenza khona lokho uzophila.
Do it exactly as you have said and you will live.
Uma nje wenza khona lokho ungitshela khona iyona mpendulo leyo yale nkinga yakho noma ubungaqondile lokho ukuthi wena ufuna ukudlifa lokuphila okuphakade iyona mpendulo le yenza khona lokho uzophila.
He said, if you now, in other words, go and do that which you have just told me, that is the answer to your question. Go and do that and you will live. You'll inherit eternal life. Even though that wasn't initially the motive of this lawyer, the reason why he asked the question, but if he would do that, that would be the answer to his question.
Kaningi siyasho siyamthanda uNkulunkulu siyamthanda uJesu.
Now what came to me as well was this, that we often proclaim or say we love the Lord Jesus.
Kodwa ofunakala ukuba sikubuke loluthando esinalo ngoJesu lunhloboni na.
But we've got to look at that, this love with which we say we love the Lord Jesus. What kind of a love is it?
Siyamthanda uJesu siyasho yebo kodwa simthanda ngandlelane abanye umangali begitshelwa izono awubangali betholakala bese koneni uyibuza umbuzo uma bengimthanda uJesu ngendlela efanele bekuyobalula yini ukuba ngone na.
Yes, we say we love the Lord Jesus, but what kind of a love is it that we love him with? Because there are those who say they love him, but yet they found themselves ridden by sin, themselves wallowing in sin. And now tell me, if you truly love the Lord Jesus, would you so easily find yourself in that sin?
Wayithanda inkosi uNkulunkulu wakho ngenhliziyo yakho yonke.
You shall love the Lord with all your heart.
Ilasibona khona ukuthi abanye indlela benza ngayo uthanda abanalo ngenkosi yabo aliphelele.
And so we see with some people the way they act that their love for the Lord Jesus is not complete. It's not with all their heart.
Abanye bamthanda uJesu ngesonto.
Some only love the Lord Jesus on Sundays.
Abanye bamthanda uJesu isimo mangabe sibavumela.
Some love him when everything agrees with him.
Mamthanda uJesu izinto mayihambisana nabo, make zaphambana nabo, abayingeni indaba yakhe.
And when things start going against him and their religion or their belief in the Lord Jesus causes hassles, well then they drop it.
Uma izinto ihamba ijiye endleleni, indlela yakhe iqina, esikhundleni sokuthi liqine nothando lwakho ngankulunkulu, baphela amandla, bakhombisa ukuthi ngathi abamazanga uNkulunkulu, umthanda ngenhliziyo yakho yonke yini uJesu na.
When the going gets tough, then their love wanes and it cools off and it disappears. But that's when their love should also increase and be stronger than ever before. Tell me, when that happens, do you really love the Lord Jesus with all your heart?
UJesu ubona konke okusenhlizweni zethu, ubona imicabango yethu, ubona izinto zenhliziyo.
Jesus sees everything. He sees our hearts. He sees the thoughts and the intents of our hearts.
Wabona inhliziyo yelensizwa, wabona isizathu sokuza kwayo ukuthi asilungile, izikhuluma amagama amahle, kodwa inhliziyo yakhe ikude nalento ayikhulumayo.
He saw the heart of this lawyer. He saw his motive, why he came to him. And even though his question had such a wonderful appearance, it was such a pious question, yet his heart was far removed from it.
UJesu wanyakaziswa impendulo yayo ukuthi noma ize ngenhloso embi kodwa ke ngithathele impendulo yayenhle ngisebenzise yona ukubisizakale ikubone ngempela ubumqoka bokudla ifa lokuphila okuphakade.
And so Jesus, so to say, turned the tables on this lawyer. When he then answered him in such a good way, he used that very answer to answer the true need of that lawyer that he had.
Mvumela uJesu mhlobo wami, mayeguqula amatafula endleleni yakho, izinto ezimisa ngenye indlela, thobela intando yakhe ngoba lokho kuzokuphilisa futhi kuzokwakha.
And friend, when Jesus turns the tables on you, and he turns things around, and so to say, upside down maybe, as it seems to you, allow the Lord Jesus to do that, because that is what you need, and that's going to help
you.
And when the going gets tough in loving the Lord Jesus, when there are obstacles that come in our way, when there are all sorts of challenges, that should only cause us to love the Lord Jesus more than before, to be more fervent in our love, to seek Him more than ever.
Ngoba uthando okuyilona lona lenza ukuba udele konke kwalomhlaba, wenza ukuba ube umuntu ongelutho. Ngenxa kaJesu, ngenxa yentando kaNkulunkulu, iyona okumele ukuba ibuse empilweni yomuntu.
For if you truly love the Lord Jesus with all your heart, then you will deny yourself. You'll deny everything of this world, because that is of utmost importance to you, that you should love the Lord.
Uma simthanda uNkulunkulu, ikho kanye okuyodinga ukuba sondele sifunde. Sifundisise noma kuthiwa ufunda kanjani singabuzwa lo mbuzo ngoba kuzobonakala ukuthi siyaqonda siyamqonda lo esithi simthanda ngenhliziyo yethu yonke.
And this love should cause us to draw nigh to the Lord Jesus. It should cause us to seek to get to know Him more, and that will show that we truly love Him.
Umthanda inkosi uNkulunkulu wakho ngayo yonke inhliziyo yakho nangawo wonke umphefumulo wakho nangamandla akho konke.
You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and your mind.
Kubiza konke noma kungabikho lutho.
It costs everything, even though there is nothing.
Ukumthanda uJesu akusikhona umdlalo, kubiza impilo yakho yonke noma ngishe ungamnikeza lutho uJesu.
Loving Jesus will cost you everything, everything that you've got. And if you're not prepared for that, well then leave it completely.
Uma ngabe ungayimisele ngalokho, kade ikhulunywa emsakazweni ekuseni namhlanje ngefa. Abanjani abazodla ifa lokuphila okuphakade ngamangala ukuthi zaqonda nalezi zinto.
And just on the radio, there was a message about this, or this word of the rich young ruler. What should I do to inherit eternal life? And I was amazed that it went along with what was on my heart.
Kubiza konke noma unganikezi lutho.
It costs you everything. Or leave it. It's all or nothing.
Ukumthanda uJesu akukho nje limini, kubiza impilo yakho. Umthanda kangakanani, akafuni nekota, akafuni no half, akafuni ne three quarter, akafuni no 99.9. Usibiza ekutheni ufuna konke kithi. Uma ngabe sithi sinalo uthando ngoNkulunkulu, sifuna futhi ukudla lelifa lokuphila okuphakade naye.
Loving Jesus doesn't just mean that we only say it with our lips. It's only on our tongue. It needs to be expressed and shown in reality that we love Him with all our heart, with everything that we are and that we've got. It's all or nothing.
Uhleze ekhaya ngiyacabanga ukuthi siyadaleka isithombe sokuthi uyibone ukuthi umthanda kangakanani uJesu uhlezi nje.
And I hope there at home where you are, you can evaluate and examine your own life and your love towards the Lord Jesus.
Mhlawumbe uyabona ukuthi uthando lwehlile alichichima lukhona ngafu.
Maybe in your case, you notice that your love is waning. It's not even 3/4, not even half.
And
with many, there are signs that they are influenced by the world. There are worldly signs of increase of worldliness in them. And that's an obvious indication that you don't have the Lord, love of the Lord Jesus in your heart. If you love the Lord, it will be with all your heart. It will be with all your strength. And by that you will show, I truly love the Lord Jesus, my Savior.
Bandabasha, lani khona. Ikuphi lokho okudle isikhala salolu thando luka Jesu enhlizweni?
Friend, there where you are, tell me, what is it that takes the place, that occupies the place of this love of the Lord Jesus in your life?
We fica ukulesi simo mhlawumbe uyithola uzivivi awumshisekela uNkulunkulu awubandi uthola uphakathi nendawo ayikhona bekumele liphelele uthando luka Jesu enhlizweni zethu.
Maybe you find yourself at this time, this dispensation in which we are in, that you're not fervent in your love towards the Lord Jesus. You are lukewarm.
Uyithanda inkosi uNkulunkulu wakho ngayo yonke inhliziyo yakho.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart.
Nangawo wonke umphefumulo wakho, nangawo wonke amandla akho, nomakhelwane wakho njengoba uzithanda wena.
And with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your labor, your neighbor as yourself. And that is why you find some involved in sin, and maybe wallowing in sin, and maybe with the disgrace of sin upon you. Why? Because you've lost your first love towards the Lord Jesus. That first fervent love that you had when you first came to Him, it's no longer there.
Insizwa lena eyeza kuJesu nayo yayinalo mbuzo, ngingenzani ukuba ngidle ifa lokuphila okuphakade na?
And that young man came to Jesus and said, what should I do to inherit eternal life? That was that rich young ruler, and he came running to the Lord Jesus, troubled about eternal life.
Uma sikholwa kumele sibe nakho lokho enhlizweni zethu. Ngabe ngiyofinyelela na? Ma ngiyofinyelela, kumele ngihambe kanjani kule ndlela engumncingo ngoba ukwazi ukuhamba nomi kanjani.
And that should be in a question of paramount importance to us, that will we inherit eternal life, and what must I do that I can be sure and have this assurance of salvation and eternal life?
Ngiyakufika nini ngibonakale phambi kwayo na?
How will I appear? And when will I appear before God? And how will I stand and be able to stand before God? Will the Lord Jesus be pleased with my life? And will I stand before Him unashamed? Will I be prepared to stand before Him? That's a question that should trouble us and that should be consuming us, and we should be busy with that daily.
No, Jesu ayinikeze impendulo lensizwa ethi uyayazi imyalelo ohlonipha ubaba nomama oyithanda inkosi yakho nomakhelwane wakho wamnikeza zonke izinto okumele ukuba zenze.
And so Jesus said to that young man, you know the law, honor your father and your mother. And all, he gave him all the laws, and he said, that you should do, and you live.
Why is that in Jesus? Usilalelwe into eyodwa nje.
And the young man said, but I've done all of that. And Jesus said, you lack only one thing.
No, mina lempendulo inakho ukuthi uNkosi lokho kushoyo ngikwenzile, kodwa uJesu wabona ukuthi akakapheleli.
And even though he said, I've kept all of those laws, but Jesus still noticed one thing that he was lacking.
Kuhle lokho okukhulumayo kushoyo.
Said, in other words, yes, what you answer is good. You answered well. But there's one thing missing. He said, you only lack this one thing. Go and sell all that you have, give it to the poor, and then come back and follow me. And this young man, the Bible says, he turned around, said, with a long face, and he walked away. And you know why? The Lord Jesus touched the crux of the matter. The real problem in this young man's life was that which was so important to him that he wasn't prepared to part from it for anything in this world. Friend, there is something that is the crux of the matter in your life on which the Lord Jesus wants to put his finger. Allow the Lord to put his finger on that thing in your life. We need to submit to God when he speaks to us about that thing which will separate us from him. We need to be willing to part from that, whatever it may be, if that thing will withhold us from inheriting eternal life. Is there anything that's difficult in your life, difficult to part from?
Is there
anything that you're holding on to, you're not willing to let go of it because of your heart? Jesus wanted to help this young man. He saw him coming with a good question. So he said, now this is what you do. This is the solution to your problem. Go and do this. Friend, in what way do you come to Jesus? What questions do you have? Have they been answered? Has Jesus put his finger on the crux of the matter, the answer to your question? You know, in some cases, all that you need to learn is how to humble yourself.
Kumele ukuthi ufunde ukuthi kuyini ukwamukela nokuyithoba nokuzehlisa. lapho uNkulunkulu ekhomba into enhlizweni.
You just need to learn to humble yourself, to bow, to submit. When God points out something in your life that you prepare to bow and accept it. To love the Lord Jesus means to deny yourself.
That
you forget and put aside your own preconceived ideas, your way of looking at things, and say, Lord, today I want to receive that which is of you and see things the way you see them. Lord Jesus, I need you. Lord, I need you to instruct me, to teach me, to show me your way.
Abanye babeze besho bethi inkosi lapho ngiholela khona ngila ngiya khona nami awumhlobo wami kusenjalo na.
Some have said, Lord, wherever you lead me, I will follow. Is it still like that?
Noma sekwaba khona izinto esezajiya zaqina sekwenza ukuthi ube likhuni ukube likhuni ukuyithobela intando kaNkuluNkulu.
Or now maybe as the bolt gets screwed tighter and it's more difficult. Now you find it difficult to follow the Lord wherever he goes.
Hamba dayise ngalokho nakho wabela abantu ufuze ungilandele ube negugu isulwini.
Go sell all that you have. Give it to the poor. Then come back and follow me and you'll have a treasure in heaven.
Hamba nawe uyodayisa. Lezi zinto ezenza ukuthi inhliziyo yakhe ingapheleli ekumthandeni uJesu uthando lwakho kube uthando olukhothisayo.
So go now and sell all those things that causes your love not to be complete towards the Lord Jesus, where your love is just a hypocritical love.
Uthando luka Jesu uthando luka uNkulunkulu okumele kubonakaliswe empilweni zethu lungabonakali kubonakalisa uthando lomuntu uthando lezenzo zomuntu gcina lapho lukhona uthando okuyilona lona masithanda uNkulunkulu ngenhliziyo yethu yonke lolu uthando uNkulunkulu uJesu abuza ngalo uPetro Peter uyangithanda na.
There is that where some people, rather than displaying that love for God, they've got some kind of a humanistic love towards some people, and that replaces and takes the place of this love of God. No, there is the true type of love. And if we truly love the Lord Jesus, like Jesus asked of Peter, and he said, Peter, do you truly love me?
Abanye abantu babona ukuthi kufunakala ukuthi uveze uthando noma bese zonweni zabo noma benze izinto ezimbi ushayise ngathi awuboni akulona uthando lwaNkulunkulu lolo.
Some people want you to show them some kind of a soppy love, some humanistic love, even if they're in their sin, that they don't want you to see it, they don't want you to reprimand them. That's not love.
Noma babona benza into engalungile kube ngathi into yakhona nje uthule nje bafuna lokho akusilo uthando lukaNkuluNkulu okumele simthande ngalo kumele sibe nenhliziyo yakhe simele sibe nokubona kwakhe lokho ukumthanda uJesu uNkuluNkulu kumele kubonakale ukuthi sihlangene kangakanani naye.
That kind of a love where you close an eye to sin, where people want you just to leave them as they are and just accept their sin and everything that they do. That's not real love. If we love God truly as we ought, then we'll see things the way he sees them. That which he treasures, we'll treasure. We'll have the same values and we'll feel as he feels.
Sabuza wona lo mbuzo mzalwane wami. Lunjani uthando omthanda ngalo uJesu lo muntu.
Tell me, how much do you love the Lord Jesus? Is it just a human love or is it this love of God?
kumele simthande ngenhliziyo yethu yonke.
But if we truly love him, we ought to love him with all our hearts.
Ngomphefumulo wethu wonke.
With all our soul.
Nangengqondo yethu yonke.
All our mind.
Nangamandla ethu onke.
All our strength.
Ufaka amandla angakanani ekumthandeni uJesu?
How much strength do you put into loving Jesus?
Akumangalisi abanye ubone nje isimo sakho ukuthi hayi lo ungene ezonweni akakuzwa akanayo imizwa akanalo akanakho ukubona ngokweso likaNkulunkulu usenyameni.
With some, it's so obvious. You can see that person is totally in the flesh. They don't see things as God sees it, but they're walking in the flesh. They're living in sin.
Lubalekile uthando kuyilona lona lukaNkulunkulu. Simthanda ngenhliziyo yethu yonke, nangomphefumulo wethu wonke, nangengqondo yethu yonke, nangamandla ethu onke.
It is of paramount importance that we have this true love to God in our lives, where we love him with all our heart, with all our soul, all our strength, and all our mind.
Uyamthanda uJesu na?
Do you love Jesus?
Angazi ukuthi kwabangani ukuthi lesi sazi imithetho sikhulume le ndlela noma sasingaqondile yisona manje esesithola idirection esesithola indlela okuyona yona esiqondiswayo noma ngabe ubungayinakile ikhona indlela yekuphileni okuphakade kodwa ihamba kanje.
I don't know why this lawyer asked this particular question, but from the outcome of it, he now truly got the answer to what he needed to do. That if he would live according to that and do that, that would truly lead him to eternal life.
UJesu uthi awuphendule kahle, usho kahle. Wamthanda ngamanye amazwi, ethanda umbuzo wakhe. Engathandi indlela eze ngayo nombuzo wakhe kodwa wathanda ukuhlakanipha kombuzo wakhe wanamathela kuwo.
And Jesus was pleased because he said, "You've answered correctly. That's the correct answer." So Jesus was pleased and happy about the question, not the motive behind the question, but the question and then the answer.
Kuzona zonke lezi zinto aqhubeka nazo maqondana nothando usiya kuleli phuzu nokuthanda umakhelwane wakho njengokuba uzithanda wena.
So as part of the answer concerning loving God, he then concluded and ended with this, where he said, "And you should love your neighbor as yourself."
Uma kuzwakala leli phuzu likamakhelwane.
So when this was now mentioned about loving your neighbor as yourself, now many questions arose from that. Who's my neighbor? Who is my neighbor after all? And maybe this morning you ask that question, who's my neighbor? Who is that one that I should love as I love myself?
AmaJuda ayecabanga ukuthi omakhelwane babo isizwe sakuba abaJuda.
Now the Jews took it that their neighbor are only those of their own nation.
Kumele ngisize umakhelwane wami lo nomJuda. Hayi amaGentiles, hayi ezinye izizwe. Ababalelwe kuthenini abantu engabahluphekela ngibadabukele labo.
My neighbor is my brother of my own nation, my fellow Jew. I don't put into that category the Gentiles or anybody else. No, I'm not troubled about them.
Ngifisa ukuthi ngikubuze emzalwane wami. Ngibuza nami. Lo mbuzo wabuzwa ilommeli. Ubani umakhelwane wami na?
And friend, I would like to ask you that question and ask myself that question. Who then is my neighbor?
Ubani lona oseduze kwakho?
Who is the one close to you?
Ubani lona wakhe eduze kwakho?
Who's the one who's built close to you, next to you?
Imvele yomuntu. Iyathanda ukuthanda lo ongithanda. Anginjalo yini?
The nature of man is like that, that you like the one who likes you, isn't that so?
Thanda ukubingelela lo ongibingelelayo. Anginjalo yini?
I'll greet the one who greets me, isn't it so?
Ngizwelana kangcono nalona ongibonelelayo naye uma ngabe ngisenkingeni.
Well, I've got a good relationship with a person who also considers me when I've got a problem. Well, that one, he is my neighbor, and the sun won't set without me calling that person or contacting that person.
Uma ngimfica endleleni inkinga enenkinga emotweni ngiyayimisa imoto ngiyamsiza inganomakhelwane wami lo siyasizana.
Oh, and if I see that neighbor of mine standing next to the road with a broken down vehicle, I'll stop there and I'll assist him. After all, he's my neighbor.
Uma ngimbona umakhelwane wami lapha yana elambile swele, hayi kumele kuba ngimhlekelele ngimhlinzeke ngakusweleyo ingane umakhelwane wami.
And if that neighbor of mine maybe has a shortage at home, maybe they're experiencing hunger, well, I'll go out of my way to help that neighbor of mine.
But Jesu unendlela zakhe bazalwane, izindlela zakhe iphakeme kunendlela zethu.
But brethren, the way of Jesus is far higher than our way.
Imicabango yakhe iphakeme kakhulu kunemicabango yethu. Siyini siyini asilutho phambi kaNkulunkulu.
His thoughts are far more exalted than our thoughts. What are we? We are nothing before him.
UNkulunkulu uthatha lokho kudelelekile ongelutho. Uthi yena makhelwane wakho ke lona. Musa ukumedlula, musa ukumbukela phansi, musa ukuba akasukuba umuntu onganakiwe. Yena makhelwane wakho lo.
Jesus takes that very one who you look down on, whom you despise, and he says, he is your neighbor. You shouldn't despise him. You shouldn't disregard him. He is your neighbor, and I'll judge you accordingly.
And
we say, well, you know, I've got to help my neighbor. I've got to help my friend. Yes, and that's true.
Kodwa uJesu uyadlula lapho.
But Jesus goes further.
Ongumakhelwane wakho yilo engingenandaba naye, engingamnaki, engingazi noma udlile, engingazi noma ulebelelephi, ngamdlula, ngamgwema, ngangamnaka, ngakhombisa ukungabi nasikhathi naye.
But Jesus says, that one whom you have been disregarding, the one whom you've looked down on, that one who is nothing, you don't even care about that person, whether they've eaten, where they've slept, what's happening to them. He says, that one, he's your neighbor.
Akangijike mzalwane wami kulesi sikhathi, isikhathi eyiningi kwaziwa nje ukuthi umuntu onsundu uyena umuntu ohluphekayo, uyena umuntu ongenalutho njalo njalo odinga ukusizwa.
Now, in the times in which we are living in, very often, black people are considered to be downtrodden. They are the ones who were disadvantaged, and they are the ones who are in need.
Kodwa ngiyakushintsha lokho kungcono futhi ngoba ukukhulunywa yimi, ngimnyama, wena omnyama njengami. Yini thina esiyenzayo ukusiza laba abanye bezinye izizwe esiphila nabo? Phansi kwaseningizimu ne-Afrika, siyayikhathaza yini ngabo noma sithi ha omalala epayipini laba awu laba bayintwana angifuni kusondela. UJesu uthi nangu makhelwane wakho, uye lolo kumele uyikhathaze ngaye, uye lolo kumele umhluphekele. Siza ngani ukuthi uhluphekele lo ofana nawe, lono ngangawe, lono njengawe? Akuna ithelo, akuna msebenzi walutho kuNkulunkulu, kodwa kuyakhawunta ma ngabe unakekela lo ongenalutho osekudingeni noma engafani nawe ngokwesikhumba.
But I want to turn that around now. I can say that, it's my brother that says that, as a black person, I want to direct this to the blacks and say, tell me, when you see somebody of a different race, troubled, in need, do you care for that person? Do you have empathy with that person? Do you reach out to that person? Because before God, that is what counts. Not when you help somebody of your own race and your own color, but when you help somebody else who's different to you.
Liyathinta lelizwi ngoba lithi uzomthanda ngendlela wena ozithanda ngayo. Thanda omunye ngalendlela wena ozithanda ngayo. Izwi lenkosi lithi yenza komunye ngendlela wena ofisa ukuba abanye benze njalo kuwe.
And the Lord said, you should love your neighbor, not just any old how, but he gives the degree. And he says you should love him as yourself. And the golden rule which the Lord Jesus also gave, where he said that you should do unto others as you would like them to do unto you. And we actually should do more for them. We should show them true love. Even if that person is hurt or they are in need, we should reach out to them in their need and help them. I need to do to my neighbor and help him and assist him in the way which I would have liked it to be done to me.
Suzobuka ukuthi uyiqale uNkulunkulu ngabe ngibathanda ngaleyo ndlela yini abantu njengoba ngiyithanda mina na.
And now you can measure your love and weigh it on God's scale and see, do you love others as you love yourself?
Ngabe ngibacabangela abanye abantu ngendlela lena mina engicabangela mina na.
Do I consider others as I want to be considered?
Kukhona abanye abantu abanenkinga bafuna nje konke kuze kubo.
There are some people that have this problem of wanting everything for themselves.
Akacabangeli nje omunye.
They are selfish. They don't think of others.
Akacabangeli nje umakhelwane wakhe.
They don't think of their neighbor.
Mhlamba ngithinta kude mangithinta umakhelwane. Mhlamba kwasendlini akacabangeli umuntu omunye. Uyibona yena nje. Kufuna kwenzelwe yena nje. Kufuna konke kuze kuyena. Unenkinga mzalwane wami. IBhayibheli iyaphambana nalokho. Yenza kumakhelwane wakho ngendlela ongafisa ukuba abantu benze ngayo kuwe.
And maybe if I speak about the neighbor, I'm speaking about somebody who's far away from you. Maybe right there in your own home. You don't consider the others. You don't consider their needs. You don't consider how they feel about something. No, you just ride roughshod over all their feelings. And the Bible goes against you, my friend. That is not living a biblical Christianity.
Thanda umakhelwane wakho njengokuba uzithanda. Wena.
Love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Iningi labantu lehluleka lapho.
Now many people fail here.
Ucabangela omunye umuntu njengoba uyicabanga wena.
You don't consider anybody else as you would consider yourself.
Wena ufuna okuningi kuze kuwe.
You have that feeling of entitlement. Everything you deserve everything.
Uyazi ukuthi abanye abantu mabehlele etafuleni dliwe ukudla kubekwe lapha etafuleni.
You know, many, if there is food and dishes on the table,
ngoba uyicabangela yena nje.
Because you just think of yourself.
Uzophaka phaka phaka elqongi ipuleti lakhe. Ufuna ukuthola zonke inhlobo zokudla lokho kula ngesikhathi esisodwa. Vele libe intaba ipleti lakhe abanye abasatholi bengasakutholi nje kwalokho asekuphakilela kweza kuye kwemehlulu ukuqeda.
You know, you get people, they'll pile on the food on their plate, they'll take up every dish and they'll take as much as they want, not considering whether there'll be some left for the others. And the problem, even after having done all of that, that person is unable to finish all that food. Now it's got to be thrown away. What causes that? Now, it may be through not understanding, lack of understanding, but usually it's because of selfishness and not considering others. And so Jesus illustrates this through this man who went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among robbers. Among some cruel robbers who got hold of him, they beat him up, they stripped him, and they left him half dead. They had no sympathy for him.
And
then some people came along that road, and for example, a Levite came and maybe even walked on the same side where that man was. But when he saw the man, he decided to go to the other side. He said, look, I haven't got time for this. I'm late for my prayer meeting. And a priest came, and he also looked in the other direction, and he also ignored this man, because maybe he had made up some reasons for himself. I've got an appointment, I've got to be on time, I would have helped him, but I don't have the time to do that now. Maybe they were going to a prayer meeting, because both of these were religious people.
I am Guazuweza Roba, Gine appointment, Gamshil Mundiafa, Gamshil Mundiafa Zonwenzake, and Tatis Katis of Caesar, Gine appointment Yom Tandas, Tandas Omuni Long Yom Tandaza, Gishiava Nagalemunfa.
And very often, we've got our own justifications where we say, you know, I've got this important reason why I can't help this person now. I've got to go to a prayer meeting. What kind of a prayer meeting are you going to? When you're leaving somebody there in their need, in their sin, and you're just leaving them to perish.
And
now, to cut the long story short, a Samaritan came about. And this was a good Samaritan. And when he saw this man, he had compassion on him, who was about to lose his life. He was just about to die on the brink of death. And then he took him, took care of him, and took him to a place where he could be treated. The Bible says he had compassion. That was that which he had inside of him, that quality, that characteristic of compassion towards this man. How can I leave him like this? How can I leave him so injured? How can I leave him? He's going to die. Friend, close to you, there are many people who are perishing, who are dying in their sin. But you don't have any feeling for them. You don't have any compassion on them. Let them die in their sin. Let them go to hell. You couldn't care less. You've got more important things to do than that.
Kodwa nanga umuntu kaNkulunkulu wabanemizwa. Angimlekelele lono senkingeni ofayo. Ngimuyise endaweni. Angimuse endlini ehambi. Kwaqhamuka kwabasobala indla indawo yabantu babohamba eseduze nomgwaqo washeshe wamthwala wambeka esifubeni sakhe wayombeka kuleyo ndawo okwakumele ukuthi abe kuyona.
And so this Samaritan did whatever needed to be done. He took care of this man, the immediate need, right there, putting wine and oil, pouring it on his wounds, picking him up, carrying him close to his heart, putting him on his animal, taking him to an inn that was close by, and providing for all his needs.
Ubuku Jesu, indlela sithanda ngayo, sisezonweni, sisefeni, sekusela umdondo nje, ukuba sife ngezono zethu, waqhamuka ku Jesu, ngesihle sakhe. Wasifaka esifubeni sakhe, wasifunela indawo, la singagcinwa khona, wakhokha inani elikhulu, esikhundleni sokuba sife, yena wasinika ukuphila okuphakade.
Friend, do you see in that the compassion of our Lord Jesus Christ, all that he did for you and me, where he found us half dead, perishing in our sin? And then he took care of us. Instead of just leaving us there, he treated our wounds. He took us and he carried us. And he took us to a place where we could get help. And he paid the price. He paid the ultimate price for us, for you and me, for our salvation.
Masimbonge uNkulunkulu ngendawo lezo ngabantu labo. Ongagcinwa kubona abantu abayimhambima abantu abahluphekile abantu abadingayo bafumana usizo baphuma emgodini baphuma emgqileni besono begqilazo uSathane uJesu athi nansi indawo akubambe akufaka esifubeni sakhe sinuka sibabi ngifuna ukugeza ngifuna ukuba muhle. Ngifuna ukuba na ulungele ifa lokuphila okuphakade. Ngifisa ukuthi na ube ngosezulwini. UJesu wenze konke, ufuna ukufaka esifubeni sakhe, ungalahlekelwa. Na kuJesu akulethile afuna ukuba sikuzuze lapho sikhona.
Thank God for such places that he has given where people can be taken to, where they can receive spiritual love, spiritual care, where they can be helped, where they can be healed, where they can be strengthened. And see how what Jesus did, how he picked us up next to the road, dying, just about to die, and where we were filthy and smelling. He couldn't care less. He picked us up, held us close to his breast, washed us, washed our wounds, because he wants to make us fit for heaven. Jesus wants to wash us. What this man did, he took him and he poured wine and oil on this man's wounds. And that's what Jesus wants to do to you and to me. He wants to cleanse us. He wants to heal those wounds. And that is why it is said that he has saved and rescued them who are perishing.
Afuna ukuba sibalelwe kwabaphilayo. embusweni wakhe phakade naphakade.
Oh, what manner of love has the Lord Jesus not shown us? And what mercy and grace in cleansing us, in washing us, and making us fit for heaven.
Uyabaleka mhlobo wami. UJesu efuna ukukona, efuna ukufaka isifubeni sakhe, efuna ukugcoba amanxeba, efuna ukuthi ageze ukuze uphile njengoba ubheke ekufeni nje.
Now friend, why do you resist that? Why do you run from Jesus when he wants to take you, hold you to his breast, bind up your wounds, pour water and wine and oil on your wounds? Why do you resist it?
Nansi inhloso kaJesu. Ufuna ukwelapha. Ngenxa yothando lwakhe asifundisa ngalo, nathi kufuneka sithande umakhelwane wethu njengoba sithanda thina ngalendlela asifundisa ngayo.
Jesus's intention is to save you, to rescue you, to heal you, as he also tells us we should love our neighbor as ourselves.
Let us pray together. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this blessed gospel.
Siyabonga, abosezulwini othandekayo, ngaleli evangeli elibusisekile.
And if through your word you cut deep into your soul, into our souls,
uma kungenzeka Nkosi ukuthi ngezwi lakho uyadabula.
Save us, Lord. Oh, save us from the attitude of this lawyer. Even today, save us from justifying ourselves. Give us the grace to allow your word to cut deep and to speak to our souls.
Oh,
we thank you, Lord, that you've spoken to us. Please give us the grace to live out and do what you've told us. And go with us into the rest of the week, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.